This is the DMT One-to-One Show, episode 12, on the 7th of June, 2013.
Great, so I'm here at the World Creator Summit with Sean Peace. He's the CEO and founder of the Royalty Exchange. So hi, and welcome to the show here at the Creator Summit. How's it going?
It's going great. We're happy to be here and certainly learning a lot from the conference.
Absolutely. And so first of all, I want to ask you, what is Royalty Exchange in a nutshell? What do you guys do?
Yeah, sure. So what we do is we allow anyone that has a royalty interest to be able to slice that royalty interest up into a percentage. And then we help them package that up into a clear and transparent way so that we can put it on our marketplace. And once it's on the marketplace, then investors can come and bid on those royalty streams. So it offers the seller a very competitive way to get the most that they can for the value of the asset that they're selling.
Yeah. So you've been compared in a way to a stock market for copyrights in the way that you know, people can exchange and sell parts of their copyright or the totality of a track or a catalog of songs, for example. So can you give me like a practical example of how a songwriter, for example, would use the service?
Yeah, sure. So what's great from a songwriter perspective is that they might need some liquidity to do something else, whether it's we've had songwriters who have invested in their son's college education. We've had them invest in new equipment so that they can stay up to date. And then some just need some liquidity for whatever reason. So what's great from a songwriter perspective or a royalty owner perspective is they're in complete control. So they can decide, do I want to sell performance or mechanicals? They can decide what percentage of their songs or a song or a couple of songs. And we don't affect the copyright. So they continue to have ownership of the copyright. They set the reserve price. So they decide how much they're willing to get for it. And if it doesn't sell at that price, then of course there's no sale and no cost to them, as long as there wasn't any cost involved to package it up. So we really offer songwriters flexibility and the ability to get the most that they can for the asset that they've sold, because in the past they haven't had that luxury. It's been a couple buyers that they could go and try and solicit it to, so there was no competition. And we're opening up a whole group of investors internationally as well as nationally to come and compete for these royalty streams.
And how do you help potential songwriters or rights holders that would like to sell rights on your site to figure out a fair market value for their song? Of course, you know, you don't want to end up in a situation where a songwriter is selling a track for less than what it's worth, and you want to make sure that they maximize that particular sale, because of course it means giving up that portion of the track or that track for the entirety of the lifetime of the copyright. So how do you help them do that?
Well, so as we get larger, we'll have a lot more data points. So a lot of it right now is very empirical, but we have a range. So we would say, you know, a multiple might be a range between 6 and 7 or 7 and 8, depending on the type of royalty that they're selling. Is it mechanicals? Well, that's probably going to die off a little bit sooner. Performance, of course, is going to last a lot longer. So we'll give them a range. But ultimately, what's nice is, one, they get to set what they feel the value is at, even though we'll give them some support in that. And then what the other aspect is that the investors really set kind of what the level is. So right now it's more of a collaborative effort, and I think as we get more and more data points, it'll be a much more linear type of process.
And does it work in the same way for investors as well? So if they decide they want to sell, for example, the part or the piece of the copyright that they've purchased, can they do that already?
Yeah, sure. So they can take whatever they've bought and resell it back into the marketplace. A real interesting thing that we're getting ready to launch probably in the next 12 months is the ability to take a large catalog of songs and actually carve that up into units. So royalty units will actually act more like stock. And then you'll be able to have investors who can buy in for, say, $1,000 or $100 a unit, as opposed to spending $50,000 or $100,000 or $300,000 to get in. And we think that'll be a lot more interesting, not only for the investor, because now you can spread your money across multiple genres or, you know, multiple types of royalties and have a lot more fun kind of buying and selling and waiting for those returns to come in.
Sure. And do you feel your investors are really researching the music space in the sense that so much is changing on the way the copyrights are exploited, and there is a potential for far larger revenues on specific types of rights, especially on the digital space. And so what are your investors looking for, and are they really looking into specifics or what their potential returns are going to be?
I would say that our investors probably are not investigating the music space as much as we might think. I think right now there is such a flight from capital, from the stock market, that people are just looking for stable income streams. And these offer a unique alternative investment for them. So so I wouldn't say that that we, of course, we try and provide as much information about, you know, how performance royalties are doing and mechanicals, and give them as much information as possible. But I wouldn't say that, you know, they're going to the extent to become experts in that field. I think they're kind of relying on the information that we provide them to help guide them in what's the right investment or what the right payment should be.
Sure. And then going forward with the company, so how are you planning to expand it and bring more writers into the fold?
Well, what's great is we're getting ready to close on a $2 million round. So that's our first major round of investment. That will allow us to really expand our marketing presence and our sales presence. So adding people in LA and Nashville, potentially someone up in New York. And then another interesting thing that we're looking at is to create a portal that's really either, we're still deciding whether it's around alternative investments or royalties as investments, as kind of an aggregation point, so that people can come and learn, whether you're a buyer or a seller, you know, what it means to monetize your royalties or how to maximize your royalties. Because I think there's a lot of confusion of, you know, what should I do to try and maximize the royalties on YouTube? You know, is my content up there? Should I put my content up there? So we want to do a lot of education, I think, as a way for us to go in and address the market. And then, of course, just doing the normal things you would do in marketing, you know, making sure that we're attending the events. We want to be seen as thought leaders in the industry. So making sure that we're doing all of those things in conjunction.
Yeah. And finally, I want to ask you about so the royalty flow, of course, after the investor purchases a stake or an entirety of a song or a catalog. How do you track what royalties are due back to them, just to ensure, I guess, that they are getting paid those royalties, especially if they only have a part of the track, and I guess the check actually still goes to the original songwriter?
Yeah, sure. Great question. So we've invested a lot in the back-end technology to allow us to ingest the royalty statements. Most of them come electronically, which helps out a lot. Some are still paper from the legacy, you know, record companies. And we take that all the way down to a song level. So not only will we be able to show you exactly what that individual song made, but you can actually then see the underlying statement. So if you wanted to drill all the way back to the BMI statement or the CSAC statement, you can actually do that from inside of our system, so that you can do your own kind of double and triple checking to make sure that you're getting paid the right amount.
That's awesome. Well, thanks so much for your time. And is it theroyaltyexchange.com? What's the website?
Yes, theroyaltyexchange.com.
Yeah, go and check it out. And it's a very interesting proposition. Thanks for your time, and enjoy the rest of the conference in the next couple of days.
And thanks for your time as well.
If you enjoyed the show, remember to check out our weekly music tech news show on digitalmusictrends.com.